Condolences are pouring in for the family of longtime Seattle civil rights activist Bob Santos. Santos died Saturday at the age of 82. In an interview with KUOW last year, Santos said he first felt the need for political activism at a very young age. He says he had his awakening when he was in first grade in 1942.
All my Japanese-American schoolmates were rounded up and placed on buses and taken to concentration camps. Now, we were at war with Japan, Italy, and Germany. Yeah. But none of the German kids or the Italian kids were rounded up and put in concentration camps. We're thinking there's something different here.
As an adult, Santos would be one of the Gang of Four, a group of minority rights activists including Larry Gossett, Roberta Maestas, and Bernie White Bear. Among other things, he helped save historic buildings in the city's Chinatown International District in the 1960s. That was when the Kingdome and I-90 were being built. Those buildings would later become low-income housing or home for health clinics and social service agencies. Santos would later work for then-Congressman Mike Lowry and ran unsuccessfully for the King County Council. He is survived by his family, including his wife, State Representative Sharon Tomiko Santos. A statement from Governor Jay Inslee read, "Washington is a better place because of Bob Santos's passion for justice."